Last week, we start this series, Gifts of the Spirit. And talking about gifts, let me ask you something. Imagine your best friend, your mom, your dad, your wife, your husband, or your relative, anyone. His birthday is getting closer. What do you do? Huh? Buy a present, buy a gift. And I imagine that you go to the first shop, into the first store, and as soon as you get into the first store, you look to the first thing, cheapest one, buy, and that's it, right? Really? Really? You do something different from this? Nah, you're kidding me. Really? Why? That's a good one. Why? Because you love, because you care. As you have noticed, my mother language is not English. And especially for me, that has some kind of background as Italian, we like to speak in using the hands, using the microphone. It's a bit strange, but that's what we have for the moment. Let's keep going. So, as you said, you don't go to the first store, for the first place, for the first one, to the cheapest one. Why? Because you care, because you love. Usually we spend time thinking and carefully searching for something that really fits that kind of person. Or sometimes, if it is possible, we would like to give something that will change their life. Why? Have you thought that the gift of the Spirit is exactly this way for you and me? Every single day, God pour out so many blessings, and the majority of them we didn't even acknowledge. What your Bible says in Lamentation 3:22. It's a very known verse. Lamentation, Book of Lamentation, after Jeremiah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 22. What can you find there? Open your Bible. Hey, man, please. Let's go. Let's read the Bible. Let's read the Word. Lamentation 3:22. Have you found? What it says there? Through the Lord's grace, we are not. I found a very interesting translation that says, because of the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Every day, many things happen in your life and my life, and God is blessing us every single day. Hey, you're talking about blessings. The subject should be gifts. Yeah, that's true. Let's go back. We are reasoning about gifts and how carefully we chose the gifts, right? By the way, blessings are daily gifts as well, right? But anyway, let's keep going. When we talk about spiritual gifts, how does that work? Just one more before we move on. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Can you open your Bible, please? Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Sorry, let's start in verse 9, okay? Matthew chapter 7. Let's start in verse 9. Have you found? Yes? Can we go? My Bible says this. Or what a man is there among you who, if his son asks for a bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Hey, look at this. When you spend time going to shopping to buy a gift for someone, what the Bible says, if you that are evil know how to give good things. Hey, do you think you are evil? Of course, no. But what the Bible is saying to me? What's the Bible saying to us? Imagine how much more this God cares about you. God is more than willing to give us gifts. Gifts, plural. Going back to our example, when you are going to a birthday celebration, usually you bring, please help me with this. Usually you bring, okay. I'm still learning this language, as you can see. My English is not perfect. I'm still learning. And when we go to an English school, we learn that there is some little articles, that's the technical name, that we put before the words. And here, grammatically, will be wrong if I say, bring gifts, gift. I should say, bring a gift. Or should I say, bring the gift? But if you raise up in an English language, you know there is a difference. Bring a gift, there is no the same meaning, bring the gift. Am I wrong? Okay. But the Bible says, gifts. Hey, how many times did you give to someone in the same occasion gifts? That's true. At the same time, in the same birthday celebration, do you give more than one? Is that common? When you go to your brother, your sister, your parent, your friend, how many gifts Do you give to them? Okay. But the verse that we read says that God is willing to give us gifts. Let's move on. How many are they? Last week we saw a little bit about this. How many are they? Can we make a list of all of the gifts of the Spirit? Open your Bible, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. How many are they? Have you found? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4. My Bible says there are diversities. There is no list. You can't put in a list. You know why? How many gifts can you give to your friend, your spouse, your brother, your whoever? How many? Can you buy all of them? How many are they? Can you buy all of them? If you go to a shopping market, shopping center, can you buy all of them? If us as human beings are able to create many, many, many things, imagine God in His infinite wisdom. You can't number, you can't count, you can't make a list. But hey, don't stop there. Let's go a little bit further. Keep reading the verse. There are diversities of gifts, but can you see a difference here? When you go a birthday celebration, many people go as well, right? So many people are bringing gifts. So the source of gifts come from many different places and many different people. But when we talk about spiritual gifts, there is only one source. There is only one. What your Bible says? The same. And we know how. And we know why. When Jesus was about to go, what he said? I have to go because if I don't go, I won't be able to send the Holy Spirit. It is the only one. What they should be used for. Let's imagine this situation. Your best friend, you are going to his birthday celebration, and you spend a long time searching for the best gift that you could find. And then you found them. And then you bought. And then you went there happy and with a nice package. Oh, wow. Beautiful gift. And then you gave to him or to her. And what happened was they got the gift, put in the shelf, and it is there. And you notice time passed by. And nothing happened. How will you feel? And then what's happened is, well, talking with another friend, you ask him, hey, please, it's a little bit awkward because if I go there and talk with him and say, hey, where is the gift that I gave you? it's a kind of awkward situation. So you talk with a friend, and you ask a friend, can you please ask him what is happening? Why it's not using? And a friend goes there, and what is the answer? Usually, man, you know what? I'm very busy. Didn't have time this week. So many things. So busy. You know where I'm going with this, right? My friend, First Corinthians 12, verse 7. Who receives the gift? Who? Huh? Let's read First Corinthians 12, verse 7. What your Bible says? The manifestation of the Spirit is given to some people, right? A few people. Is that what your Bible says? To everyone. So, my beloved friend, let me tell you something. If you never thought about this, or you thought different from this, let me tell you, everybody received a gift from the Holy Spirit, which means you received a gift from the Holy Spirit. If you wasn't sure about this, let me tell you, you received a gift from the Holy Spirit. And my obvious question will be, what are you doing with this gift? Let's keep reading. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for what? For the profit of? How? How? It's for the profit of all, but how? Let's go to another text. Open your Bible. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Sorry, my brother. I'm making you use a lot of your Bible today, huh? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, okay? Have you got it? What it says there? For the saints, for the work of, for the edifying of, Hey, quick here. Who is the body of Christ? Huh? All of us, the church. And when we say church, don't get this wrong, okay? It's not the building. It's not the walls. Yes. It's part of, because we use the facilities to get together and to learn. But hey, what the Bible says, the last part of the verse, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Who is the body of Christ? We are the body of Christ. And let me ask you, my friend, when was the last time that your gift was used to edify the body of Christ? Time is flying. I will try to not be too long. Today is 21 of November. Have you realized this? Next week will be Thanksgiving. And soon will be Christmas programs. The Christmas is knocking the door. The end is going, almost gone. When you look back through the year, what have you done? How was your year? Usually this time of the year, or maybe a little bit further, is when we start to make plans. Next year, I will lose weight. Next year, I will start this course. Next year, I will read a book. Next, next, next. Some of you, maybe the majority of you guys, knows my background is a South American. I'm a Brazilian. That's why I have this strong Brazilian accent, according to a good friend. And in our country, we used to have a year Bible study or year Bible reading. Every year we start to read the Bible from the beginning, and we have a plan to get to the end of the year and finish reading. And guess what's happened? Almost everybody is a doctor in Genesis. Knows almost everything from the beginning to the end. But guess what? Why? Why? Hold this thought. We will go back to this. Okay? The text of the Bible says, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And we know that the body are us. The body is each one of us. So my question is everybody the hand? Can't be. Is everybody the head? Can't be. The feet? Can't be. Do you think the little nail in the little thing is important? The majority of time, you don't realize. But what's happened if you hit your finger? Almost your entire body starts to have a look and feel what? Hey, let me ask you something. Do you feel the pain when someone else in this body is suffering as well? Does it hurt you as when you have one part of your body hurted as well, the same way? How many of you guys here knows how to deal with PowerPoint? Okay. How many of you guys here know how to tell stories? By the way, beautiful story. How many of you guys here know or like pray, intercessory pray? You know where I'm going with this, right? Not everybody can preach. And thanks, Lord, for the opportunity, because I don't know that, I don't think that I really could do it. But anyway, I'm here. Thanks, Lord. Praise be the Lord. Hey. Not everybody can do the same thing. But the same way, when we walk, you use feet. you use legs. The majority, a good number of your members, part of your body is moving to allow you to do what you need to do. The same way is the church. Church keep going. They need your help. They need work together in a synergy. Do you remember that everybody received a gift? Let me ask you, when was the last time that your gift was used to edify the body of Christ? May you can say, but I don't know how to do anything. I don't know how to help in the church. Well, you will give a gift. Let's read again. Open your Bible. Matthew 25. That's where we start. Matthew 25. Matthew 25. And I want to go a little bit deeper now. For the kingdom of heaven, and I'm start with verse 14. Matthew 25, verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 2, each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the lords of those servants came to settle accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter in the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came to said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter in the joy of your Lord. But then, who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is. I thought I would have a little bit more time. I thought I would be able to go quickly. I couldn't. But I want to drop some thoughts here. Did you know that talent was a measure as well? Do you have an idea what represents 1 talent in nowadays? Let me give you the idea. 1 talent, it's something around 75 pounds. Do you know what it is? Do you have an idea what it is? Well, if you are like me, metric system, I will give you another information. 1 talent, it's something around 34 kilos. now makes sense. It's a little bit different, huh? For some of us. Someone received 5 talents. Can you imagine someone carrying 5 talents? Five times 34. 170 kilos. Have you thought about this? Carrying 170 kilos. What does it mean? Hey, let me tell you something. As you know, we are examples. You can't hide yourself. Wherever you go, whatever you do, no matter what, someone is watching you. You know this, right? It's not a choice. You are an example and it's not a choice. If you want or not, you are an example. What are you doing? Five talents. What a blessed man. He got 5 gifts. The responsibility, it's big as well. Can you see the implication here? And at the same time, have you heard this phrase, use it or? You will give a talent. If you don't use, what will happen? What is the implication here? We just read. What is the implication here? Can you lose your talent? Yes, of course. What the Bible says. Let's keep reading. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with. Therefore, take. Hey, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Do you think that God really bothers about money? It's a parable. Money is just a representation here. It's not about money. He creates everything. So do you think that he needs you give him back something? Hey, wake up. Come on, my friends. Another day, we were in the Broglie's house. We were having fun time there, celebrating a special day. And then, after a long day, my little one found a little gift, a little toy. It's like a phone. Kai's phone. And as soon as she saw the phone, she grabbed the phone, put it in her ear, and she started to talk. Throughout the day, she almost didn't talk. And then she started to talk and talk and talk and talk. And then people were, hey, what is going on? What's she saying? Throughout the day, she didn't say anything. And now she starts to talk and speak a lot. What is going on? What's she saying? And then we said to them what she was saying. And she was saying something like this. She was talking with his little friend. His name is Samuel. And she's saying, hello, Samuel. How's it going? Yes, I'm calling you. Yeah. I'm just calling you to tell you, can you please put a little bit of money in my bank account? I need to go to the market shopping to buy some groceries. Hey, she's not even three. What do you think she was imitating? My friends, we are example. And there is a thought really deep that says something like this. May you will be the only Bible that someone will read. What is written in the pages of your life? Use it or lose it. What are you doing with your talents? Maybe you say, are you threatening me? Hey, my friend, let me tell you, I wish could be my words. Let's come to the Bible again. Let's read the Bible again. I want to highlight some parts here. Do you remember when I talk about grammar, English? When you put one letter before something that changed the meaning? Read this carefully. A. Read this carefully. Let's go. Verse 15. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 1, 2, and to another 1, 1. To each according to his own ability. There are many implications here. I want to highlight 2. First of all, God knows what you are capable for. Second, he will give you something, but he expects that you develop something else. How do we know this? Well, if we go to verse 25, and I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. What the master said? You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to deposit my money with the bankers, and when I coming, I would have received back my on with. So in that situation, what the God is saying to him, what the Spirit is saying to him, what the representative said to him, what the master is saying to him, where are your efforts to learn to develop the talents? The talents that were given to you, there is a purpose. What is the purpose? To edify. Who is the body of Christ? Are you threatening me? No, my brother. Not at all. I wish it was my words. I want you to read this again carefully. Remember that I said some little things before the words can change the meaning. But the verse 15 says, and to one he gave five, and to another one, two, and to another one, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. And if we go to verse 19, what he says there? After the Lord of those servants came to settle my brother, my sister, my beloved ones. Church is not made by chairs, by walls, by one pastor, one elder, or a few deacons, or things like this. Church is us. And if we work together, it will be a better place. The end of the year is there, knocking the door. A new year is approaching. And I'm sure that you have made plans to do a lot of things for the next year. This year was unbelievable, huh? Locked down. Couldn't do much. So now the restrictions are easing, and a lot of people is really, really thirst for the freedom to do something. I want to go and do something and making a lot of plans. Let me ask you, have you thought about the plans with your giver? What kind of commitment are you making with them? If you have a look, Matthew 24, it's very interesting, some things here. I wanna put this thought here. I found this thought in one of my devotional, and says this: the Bible, a book for study. The precious pearls of study do not lie upon the surface to be found by a careless, uninterested reader. You won't find the really treasure doing this really quickly surface reading. There are very things very interesting here. Chapter 24 is talking about the signs of the times and the end of the age. Talking about the coming of the Son of Man. No one knows the day and the hour. And then they come to chapter 25, talking about the wise and foolish virgins, and then the parable of talents. And chapter 25 finish with the Son of Man will judge the nations. It's very interesting because in one chapter, three parables, they resume the Christian journey. Did you get this? Three parables, one chapter, they resume the Christian journey. They talk about the wise and foolish virgins. And we know the story with the lamp of oil. What is the oil represents? Holy Spirit. Can you see that the Holy Spirit is the giver of the talents? And the next parable talk about talents. And in the parable of talents, he's talking about the faithful servant. And after the parable of talents, they talk about the judgment. But in the parable of talent itself, it's a resume as well. They talk about the master, that come and give the talents and then gone, and then he come. He comes to do what? To set an account with the servants. Who are the servants? I'm about to finish. I know the time is gone. I want to read this one. I would speak words of warning to the brethren of our church, for I fear that many are acting the part of the slothful servant who hid his Lord's talent in the earth. His sin was the sin of neglect, the sin of failing to improve the great treasures of knowledge that we were committed to his trust. God has given precious light to his people with which to enlighten the world, and we are not many treating it with indifference. My brother, let me tell you something. Won't make any difference for the facts if you believe or not. But let me tell you, Christ is coming. And is coming soon. Probably sooner than you think. What are you doing with your talents, with your gifts? Are you using them to edify the body of Christ? If you have a piano to carry and you have 40 people in the room, just 3 of them come and will lift and care, how easy it will be. But if 15 come to do it, how easy it will be. The church does have many projects, many things going on. And A, how can you develop new talent? That's the place. That's the place. I know sometimes a little bit difficult. Sometimes we are disturbed or get stuck because some people, some of them doesn't have the same thought. Or even sometimes some leaders doing the wrong things just to please people. That's true. But hey, let me tell you. When the end of the day comes, who will ask you about your talents? Who is the giver? So, my brother and sister, don't allow, please don't allow these little things disturb your Christian journey. The talents were given, the gifts were given to edify the body of Christ. In the end of the day, who will be the most benefited one? Yourself. Because when you receive a gift and you will develop another one, your life will be different and you will be able to cause impact in someone else's lives. And that's the purpose of the gifts. Did you know that a plain bar of iron, it's worth something around $5? But if you work with this and make this horseshoes, change the value. Now it is worth of $50. But the same one, you can work a little bit more. And if you work a little bit more and you convert this in a little sewing needles, it can be valued of, it can be worth of $5,000. But the same one, this raw material that was gave to you, that is worth of only $5, if you work on it and make this in Swiss watch springs, do you have an idea how much it will worth? $500,000. That's the same material. God is giving you raw material. It's up to you, it's up to me, it's up to us. Allow Him, invite Him to help us, to guide us, to develop, to work, to make this something really valuable. For whom? To edify the body of the church. May God bless you, my friend, and help you to commit to Him everything that He has given to you. That's my prayer this morning. Amen.